Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. I am Robin Masevich, and so glad that you are joining us tonight, or if you're going on demand, we appreciate you checking out the show afterwards. And we have one of our regular diners, Mr. Jamie Trujillo. Woo-hoo! He is in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Most excellent. This is Mr. Jamie.
You are most excellent. I like that. That's a great response. I am most excellent. Well, tonight I am very pleased and proud. I have one of my sisters in the house, and I mean literally, she's, you know, it's from the same mother. There we go. Is Amy Frost. She's a national training director and corporate conscious officer. She has an MBA and an MA in spiritual psychology, and she's also the author of When Work Isn't Working and Drawing Boundaries with Grace. And she's also got a CD available, which is Thriving at Work, which is a visualization for people in the real world. So, hey, Miss Sister Amy, how are you tonight?
I am fabulous. I'm honored to be here.
Well, we're honored to have you here. So a little bit more about Amy. She's accomplished educator, trainer, speaker, coach for personal leadership and life coaching. And she's got all kinds of really heartfelt organizations that she's really on boards to just making a lot of wonderful things happening, be it with youth programs and also with the homeless and things like that. So whatever you want to talk about, Miss Amy, we're gonna get some dessert here at the cafe, and what do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm going to dive in about helping and being part of your community. I'm the National Training Director and Corporate Consciousness Officer for the Nonprofit Sector Foundation. And what we do is we help nonprofits to be sustainable, and we bring nonprofits and profits together for them to work in tandem for the betterment of everybody. You know, about, yes, we're sisters, and our joint background, our great-grandparents came from Denmark. They met on the boat, got married, and created hardware stores in Ohio that end up being a chain of stores. So we're entrepreneurs, and we believe in the American spirit, and I believe that that's what's going to get us through with all the craziness that's going on right now. And what we do with the foundation is we help people who are entrepreneurial and people who are intrapreneurial, which are people who have the entrepreneurial spirit and work inside organizations together with people who are non-entrepreneurial, which are people who work for nonprofits that have that entrepreneurial spirit. So we like to call it conscious giving, where we bring – our focus is small to medium nonprofits and small to medium businesses, although we love big businesses, but I don't think they need as much help, or they don't think they do, as the small and medium businesses.
Okay.
They can support each other in helping great causes. So I live in Vegas, and this is a national organization. We do a lot of pilots here in Las Vegas that we're taking out national. One thing that we do every quarter, we have a mixer where we bring nonprofits and profits together, and we have everybody who comes, we have them set an intention about what they want to accomplish at the mixer. And then we call them linking stations that are cork boards, one for profits, one for nonprofits. And when people come in, they put their business card up on the linking station. So when people come in, they know what their intention is. They look and see who's there. We give them a sheet of paper that they have their intention, and then their assignment is to connect with people and set an action from their meeting. So we've been doing this for 2 years, and the results are always amazing. We have people, helping causes. We don't care what cause it is, But find whether it's puppies or trees or babies, find something that you're passionate about and use your time, money, and energy to help that cause. What we're all about is really, you know, doing what this country is founded on and helping to create a grassroots movement, because the government's not going to save us. It doesn't matter who the president is. It's about us working together to take care of each other.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, we have another person who jumped online. Miss Gloria is in the house. Hey, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am wonderfully, wonderfully happy that I'm able to make the call tonight.
And I'm wonderfully happy that you're on the call tonight. So that's very cool. Miss Gloria and Amy actually have something in common, so I was hoping the two of them would be able to have a chance to sit and talk together here tonight. They both have a passion for assisting women vets and kind of restarting their lives and coming back into the workforce once they've done their tour of duty. So I think that's both something very interesting. So Gloria, have you been introduced to Amy's doing one thing called Final Salute? Have you heard of that?
I don't believe I have.
Okay, Amy, can you give her a little bit more information about that?
Yeah, the website is Final Salute Inc. INC.org, finalsaluteinc.org. And what we do, it's headquartered out of D.C., and it's working specifically with homeless female veterans. So that's good in a nutshell. It's a great organization. And a part of it is bringing awareness to that issue and helping to bring resources to help them get back on their feet again.
Okay, how long has the organization been in force?
A year and a half.
Okay. Nice. I'll look you up. Thank you.
Great. Yeah, and all of our listeners, too, if you get a chance to go ahead and check that out. And we're just encouraging everybody. The chat room is open. So if you want to go ahead and go through the Block Talk / Transformation Cafe, and just follow the prompts to our chat room. We're keeping an eye on that. And if you want to get onto the switchboard, we'd love to have you join us on the table. Again, that number is 646-727-3206. So Amy was chatting a little bit about, I love the idea of this link station. I think that's just a really cool thing. So, you know, they were saying at one point that there was a 6 degrees of separation. You know, that whole concept of, you know, there's 6 people between you and what you want kind of thing when it comes to setting intentions and stuff like that. Now, I've heard that that's gotten smaller. What do you think, Amy?
Oh, totally. One of the intentions that I set this year was to be connected to Zappos. And
what's a Zappo?
The company that sells shoes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was that was another term, like a link station. Okay.
Anyway,
Zappo. I like, woo, boy, it zapped you. Okay, anyway, Zappo. That sounds like a good
one. It's a book delivering happiness, and it took the company from zero to a billion-dollar business, and it's headquartered out of Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing some really phenomenal work here in Vegas. And I went from wanting to be able to connect it to them, and then I've just started doing a blog that's with deliveringhappiness.com.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. That's really cool.
Yay, that's great. Now, so now I have to redo some visioning here at
Yeah. Well, that's okay, because, I mean, that's the one thing about stuff like that is just you get started and, you know, it's always good to be redefining. One thing Amy does that I really love with her husband is every 6 months they renegotiate their marriage. Because, I mean, you're always constantly changing and looking at things and, you know, you're both growing as people and changing. So why not have it to where you sit down and just say, okay, well, 6 months ago we said this. Where are you with that? And how can, you know, helping each other to really be moving ahead personally and together. I think that's just really a cool thing to be doing with, you know, and that's really a good model for really anything, whether you're in business partners or friendships and things like that on any kind of a level. It's really good to just kind of sit down and have a regrouping now and then just to see where you are with each other and yourself. So that's a really cool thing to do.
Well, we do at the end of each year is we get out flip chart paper. I do a flip chart of what I want to accomplish in the next year. He does one for himself, and then we do one for our relationship. I believe our relationship has a purpose in and of itself. And then every Sunday we have a team meeting where we sit down and go, how are we doing with that? And what do we want to do this week towards his goals, my goals, and our goals as a team?
And I bet everything just, there's such a level of, it just increases the level of connections and synchronicities and things like that, because you guys are always reviewing it and looking at it.
And supporting each other and knowing that when you have other people looking out for you, and then I have my own success team, other people all over the country that I do the same thing with. And so that helps with that degree of separation also. When you've got people all over the country, knowing what your goals are and keeping an eye out open for connections for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's that networking thing. I think that's another thing that Amy had been sharing about, how our family comes from, definitely has roots in being an entrepreneurs. I think pretty much all of us have very strong connections and understandings of dynamics of networking, you know, be it on an intimate level with one-on-ones or working in different companies and things like that. So all of us have really honed that on a certain level that really serves us and then hopefully a higher purpose with all the different work that we do. So Amy and I were chatting a little bit before the show started, and we were starting to talk about it, just coming from this place of, you know, living consciously. And I was going to ask Amy to kind of elaborate on that, and then get some. Since we got Miss Gloria in the house, I'd love to hear her spin on living consciously as well. So, Amy, what would be a good way of just talking about that?
Well, for me, it's doing your own personal work, and it's really important, certain to be out there in the world and taking action and making things happen. But if you're not taking the time to reflect and do take care of your own personal work, have I done my grief work, have I done anger work, have I done the things that I need to do as a person inside, then it really affects the outside. So being really careful to do that, to do your lifelong learning, getting your training in terms of time management, all kinds of different things like that, and finding that balance. Because I think really to be conscious, at this point in my life, I don't regret things. I do regret things from the past because I wasn't conscious and I wasn't paying attention. So my goal now is to really be a good critical thinker, also be I like to say I'm an optimistic critical thinker. You know, you have to certainly be positive, but be paying attention all the time and know that you're getting guidance 24/7 and having the courage to act upon it from that balanced state. So for me, that's really what consciousness and acting consciously is all about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gloria? Gloria? She might have put herself on mute. She does that sometimes. Well, I agree with what you're saying about living consciously. Jamie, I was going to ask you about that. So what do you think about that on just that one level? But I'm kind of, I don't know why, but I'm thinking for you it's more of the way you are with your creative process and stuff when you're doing tattoos and drawings and things like that, having that conscious living, that just kind of being in the moment in the level of creation.
Well, when you have to draw something pretty much on demand, I guess it is pretty conscious about your trying to think of maybe it's a little different thought process, I don't know, but trying to arrive at something that is in the moment, and then somebody's standing right there. I mean, I guess we can kind of think that's kind of in the moment, and it's I try to put my thought process and try to think how they would think maybe, and it's hard to read minds though.
It's hard to read minds. Well, sometimes we don't want to read our minds, though. Sometimes mind reading isn't what it's cracked up to be, that's for sure, depending on who's in front of you and what they're thinking. So there you go.
Well, they have this idea, and it's in their head, and you're trying to pick their head to get this idea, and it's like 20 questions sometimes. So,
Well, you know, actually the questions are better, because when you read someone's mind, if people don't have their brains trained, it's just a jumble of thoughts and things, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense. So you're better off not hearing what people are thinking.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I've heard it said that spirit speaks in pictures. So, I mean, if you have a certain level of ability to, looking from the inner mind and being able to just kind of take a picture of something. I know personally for me, when I'm doing flower arrangements and things like that, somebody will be talking about flowers and I'll start having pictures of flowers or having it looking a certain way in my mind, and I'll sketch it for somebody and they look at me like, well, yeah, that's what I want. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I just, you know, more come from like a visual and more spatial kind of a thing. So Gloria, what did you think about the living consciously? Did you have an interpretation for that of like what would be your thing if somebody said, how are you living consciously?
I would say that a lot of the consciousness that people have, it's more myopic. And so living consciously, it can be, you know, there's obviously different levels. And the area that I'm going to come from is from when you have an area that you are paying attention to in that myopic state, and you think about expanding your awareness so that you are conscious of everything that's going on around you, it can become overwhelming.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So it makes a lot more sense for people to be myopic, but when they talk about becoming more aware and conscious, it's one of those things where you're venturing into new territory, much like an explorer does on an energetic level, because it can be very painful if you're not ready for it on an energetic space.
Amy, how do you deal with that when you've got, because I know one thing you do is life coaching and things like that. You know, do you ever run into clients and, coworkers and things that they're just a little on that overload level? How do you help them with that?
Well, almost everybody I deal with today is an overload. I mean, people are stressed out, and they're in crisis. Almost everybody that I deal with is in crisis. Number one is for me to remain as calm as I possibly can. I was working with a group today that has a spiritual center, and they're struggling with the business part of it, and so it's having a foot in heaven and a foot on earth, you know, at the same time. So it's about how do you, you know, connect to source and write business plans and take action and being aware of the energy. And, a lot of times when you're doing work with people and helping them to be more aware, what you're doing is you're opening up a can and a bunch of, like we were talking earlier, shadow comes flying out at you. Of course, your number one job is to deal with your own shadow.
Does it seem like from what I've been like noticing, it just seems like it's all those levels of belief where somebody's saying, okay, well, I'm spiritual, so, you know, writing a business plan isn't necessarily so spiritual.
Well,
I think it's not really something I'm going to like have that go together.
I think they are everything spiritual. Or nothing is.
Yeah, I do too. But there's those beliefs of having things, you know, just a different perspective, a different way of, you know, turning that to understanding that there's a whole new way that we can be embracing this.
Well, it's also looking at it from the perspective of a metronome. Anytime you have an action that goes one direction, you have to seek an equal and opposite direction. And recognizing that you have to have both together to keep that movement flowing is one of the things that people are having to come to grips with, which is causing so much angst and stress.
That makes sense.
Should be listening. Everybody should have a metronome.
Or they are one.
Or something like that. It is like, you know, I can remember being little and listening to clocks, and they would drive me nuts. You know, that tick, 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 tick. And nowadays, I have a different sense about it. I kind of enjoy it. It's kind of weird. It's like, why is that? I don't know. Kind of an interesting thing, yeah, you know. Because I always think about how, you know, what wasn't it puppies or something? When puppies are restless, you put a clock in with them, and it calms them down. Isn't that true?
Well, similar to heartbeat.
Oh, it's a heartbeat thing?
Mm-hmm.
So the clock represents the heartbeat because it's a rhythm kind of a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And by you becoming more connected to the clicking, it's also, as you get older and you become more connected to your own heart space and the rhythm in the world and your life in it, you're going to find a more harmonious connection with that.
Interesting. I heard a science saying that said the other day that your level of attention is how, if per second is how old you are. We all can like ponder that for a second. It's like, okay, is that true?
Only 1 second, please. We're much older than that.
Oh no, you're 21 seconds. Come on, you're at least 21 here. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. Actually, my one of my daughters told me that the other day, you know, and she's like 20, and I thought, oh, okay, yeah, you got about 20 seconds, and then you're way off and doing something else. But, you know, just going along with that, too, as you think about, you know, younger people, and just the amount of media, the amount of sensory that they're processing just on such a continual level, and just that level of anything that could be just a mindful thing of listening to a clock. I'm like, oh, my goodness, that would definitely be just a real, in some ways, a challenge. It's just, you know, really being where you are and taking that in, you know.
Well, in the advertising industry as a whole, when I was working with them for that short period of time, they would gauge, they took studies of how short the attention span was for each age group, and they would specifically make their spot just a little bit shorter. And so as they continuously do it, it's a spiral where we're actually shortening and shortening and shortening even more each time.
So, Amy, how do you deal with that when you've got these people that are stressed out and you can tell on whatever level that the attention is just minimal, if not at all, kind of a thing?
Well, I rely a lot on breathing, honestly, because I worked with a group of managers last week teaching a class on stress management, as a matter of fact. And as soon as I could see that they were in overwhelm, I started the class, and these are blue-collar managers. I started the class by my Tibetan bells and ringing them and having them breathe three deep breaths, and then every so often through the workshop, I would ding the bells and have them breathe again. And so that gets source, that gets some oxygen in their brain, and helps them reconnect, because it does it at that physical, that spiritual level, because about it, just tends to make people more stressed. So what I do with them is give them an experience that at that moment gives them some relief.
I had an experience with a lady that was, she was teaching a seminar, it was like a web seminar a couple weeks ago, and she did that. She had everybody breathe at the beginning of the program, and then every so often she would talk, and she was getting kind of heavy with certain stuff, and she said, okay, now let's take a breath. You know, and it was so nice to have that, to where you actually, it gave everybody just a couple seconds to actually process, you know, the amount of all the information that she was taking in, or there would have been something that was really just kind of a more profound concept or something, and just to take a couple breaths and be breathing was just so nice. It was really, really a great model for having things just connect on certain levels, where we just give ourselves that moment or two just to take a breath. You know, because really, I think ultimately, you kind of catch up with yourself.
Most people are only, you know, breathing very shallowly, and think that is causing a lot of problems. So if you can,
you've got that. That's where the fear is, isn't it? When you breathe in your lungs, it's kind of the, you know, where you're catching your breath like that, more of a fear, you know, like a flight kind of a thing.
So if you can just stop, and you know, a lot of things like with children, right? When they're panicking, you don't buy into the panic. You just get yourself as calm as you can and get them breathing back to normal breathing. And without, the worst thing you do to anybody is tell them to calm down.
Not tell me to calm down. And they get all riled up even more, huh? You know, in some ways that's good, because it's everybody's kind of getting in touch with their feelings on some level that they may not have even known. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's that, you know, really getting in the moment and getting connected to something. So that's always a good thing, too. So what happened in your meeting the other day with your people that were spiritual, and here they're dealing with a business plan and a model?
Well, and it's really interesting, because in their former careers, they were all very intense business people. And now they've moved over to having a spiritual center. And so they're really, you know, so we're just going to wait for people to walk in the door. Well, okay, that's nice, you know, but I think they need to know where the door is.
Right.
And there's, to some extent, that people are coming because they've built it and it's there, but it's finding that balance. And it's about, you know, really doing it consciously instead of just blitzkrieging out there. For me, when I'm, you know, writing emails, I'm very conscious about the energy of the email. I'm very conscious about, before I push that button, am I centered? Have I really come from a place of authenticity before I push it? You know, or were there a phone call? I set the intention before I make a business call. And then very clear about what my intention is and the objective. And then when being there and being kind and loving to that other person. And all those good spiritual principles, I think, play out in good business.
Well, and you know that the golden rule of, you know, I'm treating others the way I want to be treated. I mean, that's going to be, you know, here we're into 2012 and over. I mean, I can't tell just from this beginning. I mean, here we're at the end of the first month already. It's amazing
really?
How quickly time's going by. I know, and it's like, yep. You know, Happy New Year, and oh, by the way, you know, start shopping for Christmas. You know, that's what it's going to feel like. But, yeah, so it's just really interesting looking on that perspective of you know, putting yourself forward. And I know on just a personal level that when I've been looking at certain things this month, that if I it's almost like if I take a snapshot of something I want to be creating for the future and I take the picture of it, or it's like just a little segment of like almost a little video in my mind of something for the future, I set that aside and I let it go. It's amazing how things have just like life matches up to it. You know, of just different things you're wanting or whatever. It's just real interesting how quickly things are beginning to just be created. And they're saying that you know, things are speeding up, and our level of being able to set an intent and have it being followed through is just getting faster and faster. And a lot of it's just really loving yourself and being in a place where you're breathing and you're connecting and you're not getting caught up in, you know, some of the worldly things that are happening. And, you know, Amy makes a really good point about, you know, how am I putting that energy out there? By keeping it in a positive way, and I keeping it in a loving way as much as I possibly can, and then I just let it go, because surrender has to be such an important element to it too on a certain level. I let go and let spirit do what needs to be done. You know, you got to get yourself out of the way there on a certain level. So, and we got about 2 minutes left here. Any events you got coming up here, and how can people get a hold of you?
Oh, well, my website is amyfrost.com, so just, or you can email me at amy@amyfrost.com. We have a really exciting event. It's under thescorpionwarrior.com, thescorpionwarrior.com. And what they were bringing the community together, it's a fun run of mud obstacles and dry obstacles, a course for kids. And we're bringing together nonprofits from all over the community in Las Vegas to let people know what's available. We're talking 4,000 to 5,000 people, so we're very excited about that. And that's St. Patty's Day.
It was St. Patrick's Day, you know, so you got the luck of the Irish while you're, you know, going around in the mud. I mean, that's pretty exciting right there.
I'm going to try to have green mud. I'm not sure if I can pull that off.
Oh, green mud. Well, I don't know. Of course, if it's green, okay, anyway. And, I mean, it gives you a reason to go to Las Vegas. I mean, some people are looking for a vacation, so there you go. You can contact Amy, and, you know, she's a local, so she might be able to help you get some hotel accommodations and things like that. And then if you want to get involved with just kind of helping everybody to get things organized with the nonprofits, it's always nice to have somebody just kind of show up to have some fun for part of the day and get out there and play in the mud. So there you go. So, again, one more time, Amy, for your contacts.
AmyFrost.com, and email me at amy@amyfrost.com. And with come check out what we're doing for nonprofits, the nonprofitsectorfoundation.org. And we're a national company. We help our organization help profits and nonprofits nationally, and our focus is not the sustainability of nonprofits.
And, you know, and take the time to go ahead and check Amy's website out again. I guess she has a couple wonderful, really good, great books, When Work Isn't Working, and Drawing Boundaries with Grace. And grace is always the best way that we can handle everything. So I love you, Amy, and I love you, Jamie, and Miss Gloria. Thank you all for being on the show. And we will check into with you next time here at the Transformation Cafe. Thanks for coming to visit.
Thank you. Love you.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand. Or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.